Our scripture reading is from the book of Mark, chapter 3, verses 13 to 15. Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Whether you're a believer or not, and Christians or non-Christian, this is the most joyous season of the year, and happy holidays. And people enjoy this season, and they were asked why they celebrate this Christmas. And the three top reasons is because they can have a quality time with the family, and exchange the gift, and because the children really enjoy this season. So these are the three top reasons why they celebrate this season. And then when you look at the closer into why this world celebrates the Christmas season, and you know that the main character of this season, you will notice. Who is the main character of the Christmas season in this world they celebrate? Santa Claus. And who is coming to the town? Santa Claus. What is going to do to visit the people, children, give out gift to everyone? No. Nice, good children, right? Have you noticed that that is anti-Christianity? Not a good news? The world twist. The most sacred time of the year for believers. Into this world so that everybody enjoy, focus on, not on the baby Jesus, but Santa Claus. And the bad theology, not a good theology, and the good news that he will come and give you if you are good. So, you better watch out. Better not cry. Be nice. But Christianity, good news, is it's all people, whether you are good or bad. That is the good news. That is why Jesus came here on earth. That's why we, even though we are not good, even though we are sinners, we can celebrate this season. Because he is the good news that brings great joy for all people, good or bad, all people. This world say this is a Christmas season. I don't know their understanding about Christmas season, but we, the church, say this is the Advent season. There's a difference how we celebrate. This season. Advent season is not just doing party, just be jolly and no. Be calm and reflect. The gift of God who came to us 2,000 years ago, who will come in the future, and who is coming right now. Now, how are we preparing ourselves to receive him? That is a season of Advent. The first Sunday, we talk about the good news. Good news is the time of the Lord's favor has come. The year of Jubilee has come. Jesus has brought year of Jubilee, which marks restoration, liberation, rest, forgiveness, new beginnings. And these are the good news that Jesus has brought. Second Sunday is how he's going to bring this good news to all people. We know that he only lived here 3 years on his public ministry. So he has a plan long ago how he's going to bring this good news to all people. He immediately searched his partners, fed believers, faithful, available, and teachable believers. They are not really fed or faithful or available or teachable, but Jesus saw the possibility in their lives that they could be my partners. And they will go out to bring this good news to all peoples. So today is then how he going to make these followers to be fed disciples. This is Jesus' way of discipleship. Today's scripture begins with that one day Jesus called people and then appointed 12. Two purposes. First one, that they might be with him. That is the first primary reason why he selected disciples. Second reason is that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. This order is so important for every believer. This is the order of creation, the purpose of creation. When you buy lawn tractor, what would you like to do? You want to try out right away. When you build something for you, what you want to do? You want to try out immediately how it works or not. But do you know what God did? He created all the universe, and then he created the finally human beings. He was not hurried to say, I want to try out these guys. And Joseph, I made you, and go out, pull out the weed, and then Kathy, and go out, and cut the all the gardening, the works. No. That is not his purpose. His purpose is, okay, stop. I know you got excited about doing something, but you stop. Take a rest. This is Sabbath. Be with me. Enjoy being with me. Enjoy the nature that I created for you. Right now, right after he created human being, first commandment to human being is take rest. Be with me. Oftentimes, we forget God's purpose, God's order. You know, these people probably thought, well, I'm a special, I'm called out to fish for people, so I'm ready to do it. But Jesus said, no, be with me. Yes, I have called you for purpose to send out, but before you go out, learn to be with me. Do you know what the greatest commandment is? Do you know why it is the greatest commandment? Love your Lord, your God, with all your heart and mind and strength. Because that is God's order. God created you. God saved you. Jesus loves you, saved you, not because he wants you to do something for him, but he wants you to be with him, love him, knowing more about him. So this is a great commandment, the first great commandment. Be with me. Love me and receive my love. Do you know what love is? Learn from me. We may ask this question, what's so big deal of being with God, being with Jesus Christ? There are so many times in the Bible why he asked believers to be with him. In John chapter 15, he says this way, you and I are like wine and branches, okay? So I'm the wine and you're the branches. Do you think you can live without being connected with me? No. Since you are branches, you are created as branches, you cannot live apart from me. You can receive all the resources from me. I give the resources so that you can bear fruit. And another way, and Jesus saw the people are worried about so many things. What to eat, what to wear, you know, how can I support, pay rent, all those things, so much worries about. He said, do not worry, but seek first his kingdom. I am the king. You are my subject. Don't you think I'm not going to take care of you? As long as you live under me, I will take care of other things. Because I am the king. You live in my kingdom. And all I want you to do is to have a right relationship, then everything will be added unto you. Be with me. Another time he saw many people out the weary and tired and carrying the heavy burden, and he said, come to me and take my yoke upon you and learn from me, which means I am here. So you come beside me. I will lead you. You follow me. And then you will find the rest. Be with me. And even though before he ascended to heaven, he gave this great commission to his disciples. Go therefore now. You may go to preach the good news, make disciples. And he added this one. Remember, I am with you always, so be with me. We forget how many times Emmanuel, God be with us. We're trying to live by ourselves, away from God. God, I can handle my life. You just sit there and watch. But Jesus said, God said, be with me. You were created to be with me in loving relationship with me. You cannot live apart from me. I made you that way. There is no other way. I am your maker. I am your creator. I made you that way. Why don't you understand? Why don't you always try to live yourself in this world? Be with me. First things first. That's why. We have to understand first things first. Believers throughout centuries, we paid attention on this commandment. Be with him. Remain in him. The question is, how can I remain in him? Jesus is not here in a bodily form, so how can I remain in him? And there are several ways throughout the Christian era that developed the ways that we can remain in Jesus Christ. And Methodism is very practical about helping people to grow in faith, helping them to remain in Christ. So John Wesley said, there's a three general rules, and third general rules, you know, general rules that as a believer, you have to at least know these rules. Third general rules is stay in love with God by doing public worship of God. So if you want to remain with God, then don't forget, first thing, worshiping God. Come to Sunday. So this God made one day a sacred for us so that we can rest and focus on God, worshiping God. So don't forget, other than the emergency life situation, you had to put this one first. Come, I will be with you, Lord. A lot of people think the worship service is second and third or fourth primary in their list. God said, no. The first thing, I want to spend time with you. So at least once a week, come. If you are older believers, in the old days, there are morning service and then evening service, and then Wednesday service. You know, there's a reason why we had multiple services, because we need to be with God. And what we do when you gather, we sing, we pray, we listen to God's word. Back those days, and they don't have books enough to read. A lot of people could not read. So here in the only place where the preacher or leader read scriptures, and now these days we only read one scripture, but you probably remember from old days that at least three scriptures, and New Testament and Old Testament and New Testament and Gospel and Epistles, and some churches read Psalm. So all 44 reading, because this is the time that they could hear God's word, and then the preacher preach about it. And the supper of the Lord, the communion, is a tangible way that we can feel God's love, so we are encouraged to participate in the communion. Not only this one, the family and private prayer. Family prayer is a corporate prayer that as a family of God, as a church, we come together and pray together. It's important. Do you know that I don't know why, I don't know when we the church here miss so many these things to be with the Lord. I don't know that you probably pray at home, but at least in my church, I see less this corporate prayer, family prayer meeting. And searching the scriptures, read and study, that's what the next year we are trying to do this reading campaign, read it together and study God's word and fasting abstinence. And these are the list of, throughout the centuries, the believers, the devout believers and the churches have developed. This is the way we can remain in the Lord. You may find another way. But at least these ways, we can remain in the Lord. Secularism has penetrated even the church now these days. Parents don't preach good news of Jesus Christ. They preach Santa Claus. Be good, then you will get that. That is a bad news. If you are a believer, you have to know. Even your children is naughty. It's okay. I love you. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. Like sinners like us. That is the good news. That man-made religion is you be good, then you get something. But good news is even though you are bad, God loves you. So Christmas is coming. But this is a season of Advent for believers. And think about your relationship with God. Whether you remain in Jesus Christ, or you are so busy with your life doing other things in this busy season. Jesus invites us still today, will you remain in me? Will you be the fed followers? I have a plan for you. I need to bring this goodness to all people. I need partners. I need followers. Would you be with me in order to be faithful, available, and teachable followers of Jesus Christ? Let's pray. From the beginning, you created us so that you can be with us. But many times, we feel very awkward that we don't want to be with you all the time. Maybe sometime when I need you, then I will come. Other than that, leave me alone. God, leave me alone. I think I can handle this life. But you keep saying, be with me. because I created you that way. I so love the world. I so loved you. And I want you to understand my love so that you can share that love in this world. Be with me. Help us, oh God, so that we can be with you. Not only this Advent season, but every day, every season. You are Emmanuel. You always with us. Help us to be with you always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.